Like Castlemont High, the staff at the 81st Avenue Library in East Oakland has also been trying to create a safe space for people, young and old. Eric Hannon started as the teen librarian there when it opened back in 2011. He told our community storytelling project Hear Hear about his first impressions at his new workplace.
So I had my own judgments about what it would be like to be in East Oakland. I had only driven through there a few times. I never really stopped and hung out too much. About a week before I went to start my first day at work, I drove by the library just to find out where it is, how do I get there. And as I was driving by with my girlfriend, there was a gunshot blast through one of the front windows. And that was the very first thing that I saw when I saw that library. It's kind of just how it is in East Oakland, as I came to learn that is a way of life and something that the community there deals with every day. We had a henna tattoo program. It broke my heart when half the kids in the henna tattoo program got memorial tattoos. And this is, we're talking 12, 13, 14-year-old kids. And aunts, cousins, that was really challenging for me to deal with, to see the unnecessary suffering, basically, that these kids had to go through. That was hard. And to know that there's not a whole lot I can do outside the library about it, but I think that motivated many of the staff members there to really make that library something special through the connections that we had with the kids in our relationship. Building's great, the books are great, all that stuff's great, but it's nothing compared to the richness of the relationship we had as staff members with that community and with those kids. The best thing about interacting with young people is that they remind me of my inner young person, and I like that guy, and I want to stay in touch with them. So it's easy to just kind of forget and get older and colder and forget what it's like to be a kid and a young person and the life in front of you. Like, that's a really powerful place to be. And so being around those kids helps keep me feeling young and playing and having fun and doing the good things in life like that. And when I left that library, I cried for a month. Those were two of the best years of my life.